ABC Radio Australia.
To the Solomon Islands, where the political uncertainty is continuing. A new coalition opposing Prime Minister Jeremiah Manele say they're the government in waiting, with their 28 MPs holding the majority of seats in Parliament. But PM Manele told media on Sunday he would only recall Parliament at an appropriate time and downplayed the political numbers against him. Opposition MP and coalition spokesperson Peter Canaloria Jr. says the PM's comment is both unacceptable and deeply misrepresented. He told the ABC's reporter in Solomon Islands, Kristen Rita Amanu Leong, that the PM must either resign now or call Parliament to test his numbers in a no-confidence vote.
Well, I think that's something for those that resigned to perhaps answer. No, I think there was perhaps some other factors at play that got them to make a decision to resign when they did. So I think that's perhaps a question perhaps directed to them. Those of us who are on the side, we're there and we're happy in the sense that they came to join us, you know, that sort of thing. So the issue of timing, I think, is something that perhaps they had other factors at play, knowing full well that Parliament is not sitting.
There's been a lot of interpretation of how everything is playing out. What's your interpretation?
Yeah, so I think we're, you know, certain parts of what we're doing is already in uncharted waters in terms of the constitution and the different roles the executive has, Parliament has, you know, with the chairmanship and the select standing committee. So you had ministers resigning, you have parliamentary select committee chairs resigning, and there's an undertaking within this group that we will not accept any chairmanship or even membership in the parliamentary select committees. So I think there are certain issues at play now that are put us in new territory when it comes to governance issues and how perhaps to solve them. But I think it just comes back down to us. You know, so we have systems, we have provisions, we have a constitution. But I think as leaders, it just comes back to us. Like, what is it that we're trying to do here? So if you're Prime Minister, you see more than half your cabinet resigning, you know, that should be a sign that there is no confidence in your leadership any longer. So I think, you know, it's incumbent upon us as leaders, the Prime Minister, to act despite court cases, precedents, constitutional provisions and all of that, that perhaps might drag things a bit longer.
It's a week of uncertainty. What can you say about the unifying factor here? I understand there's multi-parties coming together to form this coalition. What can you say is the unifying factor in this camp?
Yeah, I would say, just listening from colleagues that have joined us, that the environment that they say they feel here is totally different from where they came from, you know, within the GNUT. I think you heard Honorable Langovaka talking about using the word toxic. And also in a relationship, if it starts to get toxic, and then that's not conducive towards working together. So I think that's the biggest breath of fresh air for many of them, is that coming across here and out of that so-called toxic environment is something that's helping us gel together. And the camaraderie that over the last week that we have built upon in staying together, and a little bit of adversity we're facing, you know, it takes a little bit of adversity to bond closer. So all this adversity, you know, in fact just brings it even more closer, that we're going through this together. Ministers resign, us as chairmanship also resign. We're in solidarity together in this movement, where the resolve is so strong.
Has there been discussions on who will be person in charge or the leader that the coalition has agreed to?
Well, we haven't had, you know, that's a discussion that I think we'll put for later. But as the colleague, Honorable Langovaka, mentioned, according to the Political Parties Integrities Act, it's the party with the biggest majority that would, from among them, have the leader. So the biggest party is People First Party. So for us, that's a rule of thumb. Unless they want to give it away, that's up to them. That is what the Political Party Integrity Act says. So, but currently, we are just looking at that act for guidance.
Do you know, or have you been approached, perhaps from the government side? I know there's some allegations out online as well of some form of bribery for some of the members here to join the government side.
Yeah, I don't know about bribery and that, but there's always been reach out, you know, for members to go back and join government or rejoin government. Some of us who have never been in government have also been reached out to. But for someone like me, I think my phone has been pretty dead in terms of that particular activity that does happen in terms of sometimes the so-called fluidity of government, that sort of thing. There's been offers been made, you know, to a number of our colleagues here. But the bottom line is that no one's biting. And there is a strong resolve here that we are already the government in waiting. The number is already here. We will be forming the next government in Solomon Islands. And that sort of overrides all other considerations that perhaps people might want to calculate when it comes to these kinds of situations. But indeed, there has been outreach by the government as well in terms of what it is that they want to do in regaining their numbers.
And final question, you mentioned the rule of thumb there when it comes to the political party with the majority. If they reached out to you, or if they chose you to become the next prime minister, what would be your answer?
Oh my goodness, that would be a big shock, a big surprise, knowing the makeup of our group and that. But you know, when such an honor has been bestowed upon somebody, you should take it seriously. So of course, anybody who'd been asked to take up some leadership form would take it seriously, you know, in terms of seriously consider it, including myself.
Solomon Islands MP Peter Kalinoria Jr. He's a member of that new coalition challenging the leadership for Prime Minister Jeremiah Manele. But as of now, the cards are in the PM's hands with no date yet set for Parliament. The opposition, meanwhile, is seeking a judicial intervention to force the PM's hand.